Hello, and welcome to this rainy Monday, February 21st, here in Encinitas, California. Well, we are still getting bombarded by rain. The ground is saturated, and hopefully the rain will stop soon, because if not, I'm going to start building an ark, just in case. This is kind of scary. But I hope everybody had a great weekend. I know I did. So I'm slowly evolving the podcast thing here. As far as access is concerned, I got everything ready to go for syndication. And with syndication, that's the thing that's going to allow listeners to subscribe to the podcast. And what happens when you subscribe? Well, what happens is there's a program out there that will look for a new podcast. You don't even have to do anything. Once you subscribe, it's all set up. And there is a program that will go and automatically download any new podcast that I put out on the internet, so that the next day when I do my daily broadcast, it'll already be there on your PC and you could listen to it or not. But the subscription is free, so once I get things all set up 100%, I will go ahead and distribute that information in email, so you can get set up if you'd like. As far as the podcast itself, it's an evolving project that I have here, and for the format, I'm thinking of doing just like one daily topical subject, and then maybe have a day where I'll interview maybe a guest, and hopefully I'll have my son Dan guest spot sometime this week. I hope to get him in on the podcast here. He's going to provide some information on the political front, and some good information that we can probably all benefit from. And since he's in Chicago and I'm here in Southern California, I just need to work through some technical hurdles. At the very least, he'll send me something and I'll read that. If not, hopefully I can get him to join in on the podcast as well. Also, I'd like to get Tiff and Mike as a guest spot here on the show. I know they're busy, but I'll have my people talk to their people and we'll get something set up. So for today's topic, Hunter Thompson, I don't know if you've heard this or not yet, but the author of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Hunter Thompson, shot himself with a rifle yesterday. That was kind of just a disturbing bit of news. He was 67. He survived by his wife and his son in Aspen. They all lived in Aspen, Colorado. For those of you who don't know, Hunter, he did some early writings for the Rolling Stone magazine, and he was often portrayed as wildly intoxicated, and he reported on lots of political figures such as Jimmy Carter, Richard Nixon, and Bill Clinton. Hunter said that fiction is based on reality unless you're a fairy tale artist. So he also said that you have to get your knowledge of life from somewhere. You have to know the material you're writing about before you alter it. So he did go on the political trail during the some presidential campaigns. One of the things that he would say about some of the political people, like say for example, I found a couple quotes here regarding Hubert Humphrey. Thompson wrote, "There is no way to grasp what a shallow, contemptible, and hopelessly dishonest old hack Hubert Humphrey is until you followed him around for a while." And some of the other writings that he did, particularly Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, which was made into a movie, and that is hilarious. But he has that famous opening line from the book that goes like this. He says, "We were somewhere around Barstow on the edge of the desert when the drugs began to take hold." And those of you who may have done that trek between Southern California and Vegas, you kind of get an idea of what he speaks of. Hunter, thanks for the memories. That's it for today's topic. These podcasts aren't going to be very long. Also giving a shout out to my friends Dave and Tom. Thanks for the wonderful weekend. Also met a few really cool people this weekend, Chris, Sandra, and Frank. Shout out to you guys. So send me your emails and suggestions for topics and format ideas. Once again, my email address is yvonnelona@sbcglobal.net. Well, that's it, everybody. Have a great day. Peace.